Nickelodeon Universe, inside Mall of America, is usually filled with cameras from parents as their kids take in the many rides the amusement park has to offer. But on this night, the rides are silent. But the cameras are still prevalent. In fact, the cameras are everywhere to get a picture of the Vikings. For the fourth consecutive year, the Minnesota Vikings have taken over Nickelodeon Universe for a fall evening to help lend their support and efforts for a worthy cause.
This is our fourth year at Mall of America, and as you see, every player is here, coaching staff, and it's a great way for us to give back for such a great cause. And really, that summer lunch program is what it's all about. I mean, one of every three kids in Minneapolis Twin Cities area really has a need for a lunch program, and that's where Rob and his group make a big difference in that cause.
The night gives fans a chance to taste the finest food and wine the Twin Cities has to offer, while having the opportunity to meet and greet the entire Vikings roster. And it all helps feed kids in need during the summer months.
In the state of Minnesota, over 300,000 kids are on free introduced lunch during the school year, and those meals go away over the course of the summer. And so we're able to work with local partners, schools, recreation programs, with support from the Vikings to be able to make sure those kids get nutritious meals. We know that in Minnesota and everywhere, kids who don't get those meals struggle to stay on healthy development and growth paths. They're not going to be effective students, and they're going to struggle in life. And that's where this partnership really comes in. So we're so appreciative to the Vikings, to the players, the staff, everybody, the restaurants here that make this event happen, because literally it puts hundreds of thousands of meals on the table every summer for kids, and that's great for our community.
You know, the Vikings do a great job trying to support us in the community as far as our individual charities and really helping, you know, push what we're passionate about. So to have an opportunity to give back to what the team is passionate about, and especially around, you know, getting close to holiday seasons, you know, it seems the hunger is always on someone's mind. You know, you start to really recognize that that's a problem in the United States, and to be at an event that can support that, it's awesome.
The Vikings Children's Fund Summer Lunch Program has helped support more than 2 million meals for hungry kids in the past three summers, and many more upcoming after another successful Taste of the Vikings event. It isn't very often the rides at Nickelodeon Universe go dark, but it is all worthwhile on this night, as the Vikings spend an evening with their fans and help support a worthy cause.
It's a huge part of our community, and our fans are always there to support us, and we can come back and do events like this that help bring our name and into their households, and it's just awesome they're out here to support us and enjoy the time with us.
It's big, you know. We got to take this. This has got to be a priority for us. We just like to give back and show our love to the people and to the kids. That's the Vikings Nation, and I just want to say, you know, I'm happy to be out here and happy to give back.
I tell you, usually I'm coming here with all the lights on and bringing my own children out here to this event, but, you know, it's so fun to be able to be out here and obviously be here for the right reasons, and you know, the Vikings Children's Fund and the things that they do and able to give back to are just, it's amazing, so it's fun to be a part of it, obviously.
We're blessed to play the game of football for a living, and a great living at that, so we don't have to worry about hunger, and you know, to be able to come out and support these programs and to get the fans out to do the same thing is a great thing that our team does and that our fans do. So it's a great thing to be a part of.
Their willingness to say this is something that matters to our community, it matters to our team, it's unbelievable. And so for us, we consider, you know, hunger, I think, is Minnesota's largest solvable problem. And for them to show up and say we can get this thing licked is a huge boost, not only to our effort in terms of dollars and resources, but also to the visibility of what we do. So we can't say thanks enough for that kind of commitment.